So is the internet the precursor to the township records? Because, you know, we have GPS now that helps us not go down the wrong road.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to hear stories about people following the GPS and they drive off a cliff or uh-huh. in a lake or something. But I guess that's not perfect, but it does, it is a big help. Yeah. Well, here's what the Tibetan says about it. It said it's kind of interesting. Is it, he said, everything that is precipitating here among humanity, all the inventions and everything, are reflections of abilities that are within the human spirit itself. So, for instance, television. I think he talked about the telephone back in his day. They had the telephone. Is an extension of mental telepathy, that ability that we actually have if we were to develop it. And television is the same thing. We actually have the capacity to see visions of people in other places. We could. We have the capacity to see what's going on in England right now if we were to put enough attention on developing that. Now, the internet is a distillation of the oneness principle. In the oneness principle, all the different lives connected to this earth are connected to each other, and they all share information. And so if a person contacts his higher self, which is in contact with all the other higher selves, he can access the spiritual internet. So the invention of the internet is really just a materialization of the spiritual internet that's always existed. Now you might want to ask, well, what's going to happen next? You know, the internet's a pretty big deal. Well, you know, we're going to have space flight where we're going to visit other planets, and that'll be extended. And that's like we're capable of astral travel where we can leave our bodies and go to different planets, but we will go there actually in the flesh. We're headed that direction. But every invention that we have is a distillation of something that is a quality and an ability within the human spirit itself. And eventually, we will develop a lot of things through science, and then after we get all these great inventions and innovations through science, we will learn to develop them within ourselves. So eventually, we won't need a television set. We won't need a car. We won't need the internet. We'll be able to access it all from our consciousness. And that'll really change humanity. I mean, we'll go back to maybe living like the Amish then, because we won't need all the technology, because all the technology is already built into us. The technology is just an extension of what's built into the human spirit itself, which is interesting to think about. So the first thing, if we want to have a higher communication with our higher self, is to want it. If we don't want it, then it's not going to happen. Or if we're just real casual about it, it's not going to happen. But we have to want it, and then after wanting it, we have to take steps. What kind of steps can we take? What's the first step?
Contemplating.
What'd you say?
Contemplating.
Concentrating? Yeah, focusing?
Well.
What?
Well, contemplating.
Oh, contemplating, yeah. Right. That's one thing that we have to do. What else can we do?
Google it.
I was going to say, you find all the different ideas of everything that everybody's ever said, and then you put those together and you do the contemplation.
Okay, one thing we can do, and we just did an interesting exercise for you guys, new guys, where we communicated each other with our feeling and hearing and sight. Now, think of doing this with your higher self now. Think of feeling your higher self and what your higher self wants to communicate to you by feeling. Think of talking with your higher self. Think of looking into the eyes of your higher self. Think of doing all these things. Now visualize, maybe it might be easier if you visualize your higher self as being the Christ, because the higher self has the Christ consciousness. What made Jesus as great as he was he merged with his higher self, so him and his higher self were one. And then his higher self actually merged with the higher self up beyond that, which is called the monad. The monad was really, when Jesus says, "I and my Father are one," he was really saying that he and his higher self and the monad, which is in the bosom of the Father, are one. And this is the goal of all of us, to become one with all the higher elements of our nature. And most people aren't even aware of these higher elements. But in order to contact and get communication from the higher self, we have to take those steps, have to desire to be able to make some type of contact with this higher self. And as I said, first of all, it's through feeling. Through feeling is the strongest way that the higher self will contact you. And one of the ways this happens is, say, you have a friend that is troubled. Have you ever had a friend that was troubled and you just picked up something? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is part of the feeling nature of the higher part of your being. And if you find yourself picking up feelings about people you're associated with, and it will be strongest among people that you love. If you love somebody, there's a lot stronger connecting link than if you're not associated with them that much. But if you really love somebody, you're much more likely to tune into their feelings. And if they have a catastrophe happen in their life, you'll often maybe pick up something before you get a phone call. Anybody ever done that before? Yeah. You just pick up that something is wrong with this person or somebody in your family. Okay, this will be one of the things that you'll pick up first as you're on the road. The second thing is through sound. Through sound, you may pick up something, not in so much a physical sound, but what we call the still small voice. The still small voice, when it first comes, is so small and so still that you'll think it's your imagination. And the first few times that you have contact through the still small voice, you may discard it because you'll think, well, it was my imagination, so I just won't pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, then it may be a while before it comes again. If you do pay attention, then it amplifies that thread between you and your higher self. So when you feel that still small voice, so still and so small that you think maybe it's your imagination, don't discount it. Now, it's possible it is your imagination. Okay? But maybe it's not. So start paying attention. Pay attention to the inner promptings that come to you. And when you pay attention to them, pretty soon you'll be able to sort out the true from the false. You'll be able to figure out if it's just something from your emotions or something that's real. And pretty soon you'll figure out what is real. And when you figure out the real still small voice, then you'll know when it comes, I have to pay attention. And if you do pay attention, it strengthens the thread. And the next time, it's not so still and not so small. And it gets amplified more and more until finally, when it comes, you'll say, well, there it is. I have to pay attention to it. It will be as clear as if you and I are talking to each other, and you've received a communication, and now you have to go with it.